Coast Radio News for Monday, April 12, 2021. I'm George Henry. Over the weekend, coronavirus cases continued to mount for Lane County. The three-day period from Friday to Sunday saw one of the heaviest periods in recent months. 160 new cases were reported. That included three new cases for the Florence area, bringing the Florence total to 193. Another number that has health officials concerned is the number of individuals that are considered infectious. That number has grown to 320, which could trigger a more severe outbreak in the coming week. One good note for the county is the number of hospital beds currently being used by COVID-19 patients. That number is 7. According to the Oregon Health Authority, the number of vaccinations has also been increasing of late. Over the past 7-day period, the OHA has averaged 37,256 doses daily. The number of total doses is near 2.3 million administered. The other good news is that the number of deaths associated with the coronavirus only increased by 1 over the weekend, leaving the death toll at 2,440. The seasonal flu continues to be the lowest it's been in many years. There were only 2 reported cases of the flu in the state this past week. One was in the Valley, the other was in Central Oregon. Both recent cases were in persons above the age of 50. Health authorities are hailing the efforts of social distancing and mask wearing, as well as increased awareness of hand cleansing. The report from OHA is a two-edged sword, with still thousands of cases of COVID-19 being reported weekly. City of Florence's work session on Monday includes more discussion on the 2021 through 2023 work plan. The council is currently reviewing a draft of the plan. Included in the proposed plan are items dealing with family wage jobs and workforce development, as well as housing efforts and initiatives. The draft of the proposed plan can be viewed on the city's website at ci.florence.or.us. The price of a gallon of regular gas has been steady for the past 2 weeks in Florence. The current average is $3.09 a gallon and has not been affected by the current climb in demand. Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon is reporting a 4% increase in usage over the previous week, and that has not had an effect on the overall price for the state of Oregon. AAA is reporting that demand is starting to increase to pre-COVID-19 levels, with more increases expected as spring travel continues to grow. Supplies of gasoline are at the lowest level since the beginning of the year, according to Dodds. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, April 12, 2021.